One other thing I wanted to ask you about is small cell and your presentation last year at ASCO. Can you talk about that trial?
Sure. So the Japanese Cooperative Oncology Group had reported a positive phase 3 study 4 years ago. They looked at the combination of irinotecan and cisplatin compared to a control arm of etoposide and cisplatin. And the etoposide and cisplatin arm performed as you would expect. The irinotecan arm was statistically superior. The study was meant to accrue about 225 patients, but the Data Safety Monitoring Committee stopped the study early, as they had planned based on what they had designed before the study had started. So only 150 patients were accrued to that study. We set out to either confirm or refute that data in largely a U.S. patient population. We used cisplatin and etoposide again as our control arm. We modified the dose and schedule of the irinotecan arm. 50% of the patients on the JCOG trial never got their day 15 irinotecan, and we were hoping to actually make a Q4-week regimen, a Q3-week regimen, and therefore you would actually intensify the dose intensity by modifying the regimen as we had. And then we sought to take advantage of the synergism between irinotecan and cisplatin, so we split the dose. And when you give cisplatin at its full dose and irinotecan at its full dose, you get quite a bit of nausea and vomiting. So the hope was by splitting the dose, it'd be more tolerable. You would have fewer dose omissions. You'd be able to get more dose intensity in. So I was lucky enough to present that data at ASCO last year. It was about 330 patients. It was a 2-to-1 randomization. So about 220 patients actually got irinotecan plus cisplatin. And that represents 3 times the number of patients who got irinotecan on the JCOG trial. And unfortunately, we weren't able to replicate the data. The efficacy parameters were all the same. The median survival was about 9.5 months, 10 months on both arms. The 1-year survival was the same on both arms. The differences between the regimens were in terms of toxicities. The etoposide arm does cause more neutropenia and more neutropenic infection. The irinotecan arm causes more diarrhea and mucositis and dehydration. So it is a trade-off of side effects, and you have to think about your individual patient. You have to determine, you know, which side effect profile you should look at in your individual patient. The Southwest Oncology Group is replicating the JCOG regimen. Both arms of the SWOG study are exactly the same as both arms of the JCOG study. It's a much larger trial than the JCOG trial. It's a larger trial than our trial. It'll be over 500 patients. I understand that accrual is quite good and that they are nearing completion of that study. And if it's a matter of us changing the dose and schedule of the irinotecan arm and that was the reason why it was not superior, then the Southwest Oncology Group study should show us that.
What do you think it's going to show?
I don't think it's going to show any difference.